All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. And we thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Spirit that's been given to us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory and honor. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we bless you and we praise you and we magnify your name today, Lord. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for the cleansing blood. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we love you today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you're good and your mercy endure forever. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression, depression, and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for the anointing to break addiction in the name of Yeshua. Let the addiction of nicotine addiction be broken. The addiction to alcohol be broken. The addiction to drugs will be broken. The addiction to pornography will be broken right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for sending your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and region, Lord God, and rain down the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray that revival would come. Send revival to the Pacific Northwest. Send revival to the United States of America, Lord God. Send revival. God, uproot, tear down, and destroy. Remove all of the evil people in leadership, that they will be removed and replace them with people that have a heart and a will to serve you and to do what is right in the name of Yeshua. Lord, remove the veil from people's eyes and hearts that they might see the evil and the wickedness that is taking place in this time right now. Lord God, release an anointing of prayer, supplication, intercession over the body of Christ, that we would pray and intercede for you to move, to have breakthrough in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you. Lord, those that need a financial miracle, Lord, I thank you for it manifesting. Those that need homes, Lord, I thank you for blessing them with the new home. And Lord, I thank you for peace today. Let the peace of God rule in our hearts and our minds. And Lord, I thank you for victory. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and in the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you here once again to share the word of God. Truly, God is great and He's greatly to be praised. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua is imminent, and it's extremely important that we are be about the Father's business, praying and seeking God and saying, Lord, here am I, send me. We were talking about this last week when Isaiah had the revelation of the Lord God Almighty, and I believe that as we press our way in, as we spend more time in the Word of God, we will begin to have that revelation of who God is. Who God the Father is. Our focus needs to be back on having a relationship. You know, why did Jesus die for us on the cross at Calvary? Why did we have to be redeemed from the hand of the enemy? And reflect on what it goes all the way back to the garden, what Adam and Eve did, how they rebelled and disobeyed God, and they opened the door to every sickness, disease, and evil thing that you can imagine. That's why God told them of the one tree in the garden, you shall not eat of it, because the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And realizing the fact that it introduced a spiritual death, physical death, sickness, disease, and infirmity, And here we are in 2023 with all types of sicknesses and disease and infirmity, all of the evil and things that are happening and taking place. We can see it. We can also see the Bible fulfilling itself, coming to pass, as the scripture said. You know, it's amazing that when we think about God, God the Father, we think about that. The Lord gave us his word to let us know this is what's going to happen. And go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. You're listening to straight from his word. Hallelujah. Jesus. Saints, are you stirred up? Saints, are you bothered by what you see going on in our society today? Are you concerned by the reports, those of you that watch the news? It's troubling. It is very, very troubling what is happening and what is taking place. And as a believer, I mean, it should be a call to prayer. When I watch TV, yes, I do watch TV. And one thing that really gets to me is when you have all of these commercials about various hospitals and all these sick children that are diagnosed with all these rare forms of cancer and diseases. And it really troubles me, and I begin to pray for God to send healing and for God to send deliverance. These poor children. The sin, sickness, disease is a result of what Adam and Eve did back in the garden when they opened the door and they disobeyed God. And we have all this sickness and disease, and I begin to pray for God to heal these sick children. I have a compassion for children, especially those that are sick and suffering and going through, because they're innocent. And you've heard me talk about the sins of their forefathers. It's the consequence of generational sins and curses. We live in a fallen society. And I say, God, heal your children. Heal and make them whole. My heart goes out to the parents. That's the one call or the one doctor visit you don't want to be at. When you hear that a child has been diagnosed with this and a child's been diagnosed with that. And it's very gut-wrenching. I know when my son was, I got a phone call back when he was 11. And they said he's in the hospital. And they said, well, he has type 1 diabetes. And it was like, oh, my God. And he's going to have to be on insulin the rest of his life. And I began to pray, God, heal him. God, restore him. But, Lord, you've allowed this to happen for a reason. So give me the grace and wisdom to be the father that I need to be. And it's a shock to the system. And one of the hardest things I had to do is give him injections, you know. And I'm looking and having to give my child, God, almost up to 7 shots sometimes when this first started. And every shot took something out of me. And I was constantly praying, God, can you heal this? Can you give him a brand new pancreas? I never gave up hope. I kept praying and continued to pray. And I would continue to do so as well. But because I believe God is a healer and God can work. But it's also a sign of the times that we're living in, that we're seeing this stuff multiply over and over again. It's getting extremely worse. That's why the church as a whole, we need to be praying and asking God to visit us with revival. Because when God sends revival, saints, miracles happen. The presence of God shows up and genuine miracles, no hype. You don't have to put on no advertising campaign. When the Spirit of God shows up in full force, the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear and speak, the crippled get up and walk, cancer will be healed, diabetes will be healed. What we need is the visitation of God. We need the fire of God to fall and for God to move. You see, when you think about all of the churches and all of the denominations that are in the body of Christ, a lot of them don't believe in the gifts of healing. They don't believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit being released to do what he needs to do. The early church was powerful. And we have more churches, more Bible schools, seminaries. We got apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers. We got great oratory speakers that can speak and preach down the walls and everything else. But we're missing the power of God to change people's lives. You see, of the purpose of preaching the gospel is to introduce people to Christ and to let them know that they need Christ if they don't have him. And then the equipping of the saints so they can proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when disciples and snatch people out of the kingdom of darkness. And the only true way that we can do it, we can't do it with social programs. We need the power of God to be released. And we need the power of God to be operating in our lives so that we can be an effective witness. So when a coworker is going through something, you can grab them by the hand and begin to pray in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. You see, the church has been distracted. It's one of the strategies that they use. And even in warfare, is diversion. And the enemy is very good at diverting our attention away from what is crucial and what is meaningful to Father God. He knows exactly what to do and what strategies to implement against us so that there is a breach between us and God. I've been teaching on the series, Choose Whom You Serve, dealing with idol worship. And Satan knows that when we walk in rebellion and disobedience and we take and put the preachers, the prophets, the pastors, the apostles, and all the great name preachers above God, that God is a jealous God. I read that into you, Exodus 4. He says his name is jealous. Because as each child of God presses their way in and begins to build and develop their relationship with God, they then become dangerous to the kingdom of darkness because they're spending time in prayer. They're spending time in the word. They're praying for other people to be delivered and set free. They know how to bind. They know how to rebuke. They know how to engage the forces of darkness. And they begin to pray for their family members and loved ones and co-workers that they might come to know Christ as well. And the anointing that resides in them carries it into the workplace. And then lives begin to be changed. So we need to have that. But in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I was having this conversation with my son Joseph. He loves the Lord. God uses him in a mighty way to be so young. And he said, Dad, this is terrible. What's going on? And I tell him, son, it's the Bible fulfilling itself. Can we agree that God's word is true? Can we agree that what's written in the scriptures was written for our admonition so that we could recognize the times and seasons that we're living in because we know that his return is close? It says, this know, remember young Timothy was a young preacher, this know that in the last days perilous times shall come. And you hear me open up the broadcast talking about the perilous times. So let's look at this and see if it's true. And if you see some truth in here, Then you text me at 253-431-7375 and say it's true. Or if you want to call, call and leave a voicemail message and say it's true. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. We can stop right there and preach a message and a sermon right there. Here I go. I'm always stirring the pot. Lovers of themselves. What do you think social media is about? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. And what is it about? People. Pictures of how beautiful they are. Everything that they're doing. Self-absorbed. Can you see it? It says, lovers of their own selves. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with loving yourself, because if you hate yourself, you're in a bad place. But when you crave that attention so much, you become an idol to yourself. Self-worship. It says they're going to be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now, when you look at those lists right there, can you agree with me that this is what is taking place in our society today? Can you agree with me that, yeah. Can you see what's taking place with the lawlessness and the rebellion? Children do not respect their elders today. People, young children, young folks are very disrespectful. They're killing each other. They have no regard and respect for human life. That's because when we removed God out of the school and we took away the Ten Commandments and prayer out of schools, it has progressively gotten worse. We didn't have all these school shootings and all this stuff going on when they would open the school day with prayer and allegiance to the flag. Think about it, saints, what we grew up in. Where I came from, we had guns on the school grounds because people had pickup trucks and the guns were mounted in the back of those pickup trucks. And nobody went out and stole the guns. And nobody got mad and got out and brought the gun back in and shot up the school. Why? Because the school day was covered in prayer. You see, the liberals and their policies are anti-God. And they've done everything to implement Satan's agenda in our school system to where they even have put all this perversion in the lives of and in our young children, teaching them about gender identity, that they can identify and choose what gender they are. Lord, go get me started with that. Yeah. This is happening right now, and it should trouble us. Without natural affection. God help us. You have families falling apart. Families with no love. The mama can't stand this daughter. The daddy can't stand the son. The daughter can't stand the daddy. The siblings. It's a constant all-out war, and we see the breakup of the God's traditional family. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, people making false accusations, incontinent, fierce, despise those that are good, people that look at the Christians when they speak up about some of these issues that are anti-God, and they Antichrist, and they get up and they say, well, you're a bigot, you're this, you're that, and whatever. The name calling, and saying they're not good. Traitors, they don't keep covenant. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Oops, whoa, wait a minute. He ain't talking about the right sentence here, saints. The members of the epistles was written to the church. So when you see this happening in the body of Christ, And we got all type of churches now. These anything goes now. Nothing is off limit. Don't preach about healing. Don't preach about deliverance. Don't preach about Satan and his kingdom. But you can preach about all this other stuff. You can have all of these social events. But don't be talking about the kingdom of Satan. Don't do that. Don't preach about that the power of God is available to the living, set people free. We want to medicate everybody when a lot of times it's a spiritual condition that needs to be cast out. That was a commission that he gave the early church. It's gotten worse, saints. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to recognize, and the preachers that are in the pulpits have, some men have great ministries. Churches are huge. They bring in millions of dollars, but have never cast the devil out of net, has never confronted the kingdom of darkness. You see, the devil does not mind if you have a huge ministry or you belong to a huge church. But when you begin to expose his kingdom and begin to equip the people of God, and when you are equipped, you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And when you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness, you are now on his hit list. And he comes after you full force, and he activates those generational sins and curses because the enemy knows what your family history is and how your family history or culture that you came up in was involved in the occult and witchcraft and voodoo and all of those things. And he activates all that stuff, and then those spirits become active in your life, and they begin to make your life a living hell. Why? Because at some point in your life, you said, I will no longer serve Satan. I'm going to renounce the kingdom of darkness. I'm going to bow the knee and accept Yeshua, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and my Savior. And I'm going to press in and seek the kingdom of God. Satan, you have no authority over my life, because when Jesus died for me on the cross at Calvary, he redeemed me and set me free. My name is now written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have a new slate. I have a new beginning. And I'm going to get to know my Heavenly Father. And Satan's going to do everything he can to stop you from building that relationship. Because once you begin to build that relationship with Father God, and you start walking with him, you start praying and reading your word, you begin to have the mind of Christ, because he's renewing your mind that you see things from a biblical perspective. And when you see things from a biblical perspective, you do not get caught up in all of the foolishness that is going on in the world today, because you're able to recognize it, what it is and where it comes from, that it comes from the pit of hell. And you begin to pray, you begin to bind and rebuke in the name of Yeshua, and begin to ask God to move, ask God to send healing, ask God to send deliverance, ask God to bring restoration, so that we can experience revival, and that that person and my family member that is caught up can be delivered and set free by the power of God. You see, when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us. And you had to say, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your help financially. If the Spirit of God moves you and blesses financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. If you do, you will be blessed. Know that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.